Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Larry Bluestein and Danny G taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a South Florida High School sports show for a Monday evening. One of the things that's going to be going on, I told you, as soon as the spring football is over, that very first day, June 1st, June 2nd time, colleges will open up for the month of June with their college camps nationwide. And as I said, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to break down some of the camps that you'll have an opportunity to go to, a lot of the kids in the area. And one of the teams that's kind of kicking it open right from the gate on June 2nd with the specialists and quarterback camp at FAU are the Owls, and Shane Marinelli is kind enough to join us to break those down as well as much more. Shane, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome, Larry. Thank you for having me on, as always.
Tom Herman's football camps starting this summer. Looks like five of them that they'll be having that are advertised. Let's talk about them. I mean, we're breaking it right out on June 2nd on a Friday, getting an opportunity to see some specialists and quarterback from the area and from out the state. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, like, you see a lot of, you know, camps kind of up north, they start early, and we want to get it kicked right off, you know, on a Friday. And, you know, that's a busy first weekend. So, you know, our quarterback camp's going to be really something special. Those tend to go, they're kind of an all-day event. There's film and, you know, going inside and watching what you did. It's not just going out there and throwing the ball around. You know, our offensive coordinator, Coach Fry, who's worked at the Elite 11 before. So, you know, he knows what, like, kind of those intense quarterback camps are like. And, you know, we want to put on something similar to that. And then, you know, obviously, you know, I was going to say in the specialist game, you know, that's the one position that's how you get recruited. You kick for people.
Right. The thing I was going to say is that these camps, I mean, you get guys out of these camps. People just go, well, we just go to the camps and no one's looking at us. That's not true. You guys kind of landed over the last couple of years. You actually landed some players out of these camps. I think that's important to kind of stress.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you. Last year, we probably had a handful of commitments that came within a couple hours after camp, just confirming, you know, what we saw on tape. You know, that's it's a process, you know, and it's getting, you know, see someone's film, going out in the spring and seeing them, and then, you know, coming to a camp. And I can't, you know, what's so important about a camp is, one, we see that a player likes to compete, go out there and compete. You know, there's lots of camps, and, you know, kids will be like, oh, like you said, no one's going to watch me or something like that. But we want to see someone go out there and do drills and stuff like that and the effort they're giving. And it's so important for, you know, because you can only see so much on film when our cornerback coach is like, hey, look, this is what I saw on the road 2 weeks ago, and everyone else can see it and look at each other and be like, yeah. And then also the camp is one of the very few times on the college recruiting calendar that the head coach can see you.
Yeah, that's true. You have three elite camps. The first one will be with coaches from FSU. That's on Monday, June 5th. Let's kind of take a look at that. That's exciting to get another school involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely big time. It's, you know, I've talked to the folks up there, and they're going to bring pretty much the whole staff down, the whole coaching staff, you know. And, you know, so you'll have two full college coaching staffs, you know, evaluating guys. That's a lot of it. And you know,
yeah.
It's just a lot of eyes to see a lot of quality players of all ages.
Yeah. The one of my favorites is of any event is a 7-on-7, and you guys have that on Saturday, the June the 10th, a 7-on-7 tournament now, and I think it just started, what, 3-4 years ago, where you have a 7-on-7, you have a big man line camp, because you don't want to be, and I understand it. I mean, University of South Florida has done it, you guys have done it, Central Florida, where you invite the 7-on-7 players, but you don't want to leave the big men home, because it doesn't become a team. So now the 7-on-7 tournament, you get your skilled kids in action, but at the same time, you get your linemen to come as well. That's going to unfold on June the 10th on a Saturday. Talk about that, because I think that's exciting as well.
I love the 7-on-7. Always, it's always my favorite one, you know, because it's competitive. You know, we've already multiple teams from down here that have locked in their spot, and you know, it's an all-day event, and it's cool. You know, you finish the championship game and the stadium, and, you know, you get some bragging rights. And then, you know, like you pointed out, Larry, it's so important that, you know, when the coaches fill the van, that they can bring some of their big men, you know, with them as well.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Shane Marinelli joins us, talking Florida Atlantic University summer camps. Coach Tom Herman gets an opportunity to unveil his off-season camps for the month of June. Obviously, July is a closed month for NCAA teams, but nevertheless, the job continues. June 13th on a Tuesday, one of the elite camps, and then the following Tuesday, June 20th, is another elite camp. Talk about what's going to happen there.
Yeah, it's more opportunities. You know, you see some schools that they'll do kind of one huge day. We want to do a couple huge days to give us, you know, more opportunities and see more kids outside, you know, instead of just having 1,000 kids on one day, you know, expand on a couple of dates, which, you know, allows you to, you know, we have a lot of field space and allows you to, you know, spread the groups out and see more kids and allow the kids to get more reps.
Right. Right, and that's important. If anybody wants to be involved in any of these camps, how do they go about it?
Just TomHermanFootballCamps.com. You know, it's and or you guys, you know, so you will have limited space on the camp, so try and sign up as quickly as possible. You can also, you know, any coaches or parents out there can reach out to me or any of our assistant coaches as well, and we can answer any questions for you. But yeah, we're just looking forward to it's, you know, the college football calendar. It's so great just to be able to evaluate so many players as a full staff.
Well, I'm excited. You know, I'll be out to as many as I can. The summer's kind of busy for me. I kind of travel around. You know, I try to make room and get down, get up and see you guys as well. Shane, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll hook up again maybe during the summer, kind of checking out other things, like the portal.
Hey, listen, you know, the portal's part of recruiting, but, you know, with these camps, we're showing that, you know, high school recruiting is still going to be the lifeblood of our program. So,
yeah, no
and
doubt.
That's what's important to us.
Good stuff. Shane Marinelli joined us. Again, Shane, thanks so much for taking the time, and gear up for those summer. I know you'll be working around the clock. You always do. Good stuff. And I'll tell you what, he does a great job in FAU with Coach Tom Herman in that same mode, you know, trying to get a lot of kids onto their campus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.